This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Mighty Buildings raises $52 million to build 3D-printed prefab homes. By Kyle Wiggers. Mighty Buildings, a startup building tech for prefabricated, ostensibly environmentally friendly homes, today announced that it raised $52 million in a funding round, co-led by Wyatt Ventures and Bold Capital, with participation by Kosla Ventures. The new tranche, which sources familiar with the matter say values the startup at between $300 million and $350 million, brings Mighty Buildings' total raise to $150 million. CEO Scott Gabicki says that it'll be put toward Mighty Buildings' expansion in North America and the Middle East, particularly Saudi Arabia, and supporting the launch of the company's next-gen modular home-building kit. The pandemic aggravated the housing shortage in the U.S. and other countries, as projects needed to be paused and construction workers permanently left the industry, Gabicki told TechCrunch in an email interview. Recent interest rate increases, which were expected to cool housing demand, have had the opposite effect, as the secondary market for used houses plummeted, driving ever more demand for newly built homes. Mighty Buildings was founded in 2017 by Slava Solonitsyn, Dmitry Starodubstev, Sam Rubin, and Alexei Dubov, who sought to create a platform leveraging 3D printing to help automate the construction industry, specifically the home construction industry. Gabicki, a former naval officer and previously a project lead in McKinsey's industrial practice, was appointed CEO last December. 3D-printed prefab homes may sound out of the ordinary, but they've become more common as fluctuating construction materials and labor costs push property developers to seek affordable alternatives to traditional home building. The U.S. is short 650,000 construction workers, according to the trade association Associated Builders and Contractors, and 82.5% of materials, including electrical, conduit, steel, and concrete, have experienced significant cost increases since 2020, per a report in Oxford Economics. 3D-printed homes promise to be comparatively cheap and easy to assemble. A 2018 study in the academic journal IOP Science, Material Science and Engineering's argues that 3D printing can cut costs by at least 35%. And according to industry experts, it takes as little as a month to piece together an entire 3D-printed home, far shorter a time frame than the 6 to 8 months spent constructing a typical house. Charitable organizations including Habitat for Humanity have begun to print homes for families, and neighborhoods of 3D-printed homes, albeit quite small ones, have begun to spring up. We typically compete against traditional building methodologies such as stick-built single-family homes in the U.S. and concrete precast in the Middle East, Gabicki said. In most developed and developing nations in the world, the industry must build more homes much faster in order to address the supply shortages. Mighty Buildings provides a prefabricated kit of parts to developers who use its product to build residential structures. Initially, San Francisco-based Mighty Buildings sold prefab homes directly to customers, but within the past 2 years, the startup has shifted to selling whole communities of homes to developers. The company claims its proprietary printed material, made of 60% recycled glass, is 5 times the strength of concrete, 70% the weight, and produces fewer carbon emissions during manufacturing. It's also rated for winds up to 150 miles per hour, hurricane force in other words, and compliant with the California Building Code, including Title 24 energy requirements and other regulatory standards. Mighty Buildings employs ultraviolet light to cure its material off-site. This allows for highly refined and unique shapes with a range of customization options, the startup says, while reducing waste as only the material that's required is cured. Our factory-based advanced manufacturing techniques deliver automotive-grade quality control, Gabicki said. Moreover, our microfactories can be commissioned rapidly with relatively low capital expenditure, enabling production at scale. Of course, Mighty Buildings prefab homes aren't for everyone. Given the newness of the tech, few home professionals, think electricians, plumbers, and so on, are likely to be familiar with the nuances of a 3D printed home in the event something goes wrong. And while platforms like Mighty Buildings allow for some customization, the printing-based manufacturing process limits the homes to certain designs. But as the housing shortage grows, so does the 3D printed construction market. Straits Research estimates that it'll be worth $47.95 billion in 2030. Mighty Buildings is seeing its own customer base tick up, with revenue reaching around $5 million in 2022. According to Gabicki, he claims that the startup has a pipeline of projects in the U.S., Caribbean, and Middle East that could be worth in the hundreds of millions within the next few years. The competition's stiff. Mighty Buildings competes with a number of players in the burgeoning 3D printed construction sector, including Icon, Perry 3D, Sybee, Alquist 3D, Printed Farms, and Nidus 3D. But Gabicki asserts that Mighty Buildings is making moves from a position of strength. We're now working with some of the largest developers in the U.S. and in the Middle East to build very large numbers of homes very quickly and scalably in order to address the global housing shortage, Gabicki added.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.